Okay, this is January 6th, and the topic this month is New Beginning. And take it away, Rose.
What were you wanting? You wanted to say good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Hey.
Good evening, everybody. I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope in this new year that finally sinks into your consciousness that you truly are gods and goddesses. You are creative people. Also to sink into that consciousness of yours is the idea that you are one with this thing called God. There is no other way that can be. You cannot make a big statement, God is all there is, and think that you're outside of that somewhere. I know that there's a lot of popular churches out there, brand name churches, that would like to tell you that God lives in heaven somewhere and that you live here. That is an out and out lie. It's a falsehood, and we lived with that for over 2,000 years. So in this year of 2011, why don't you let that myth go? It's a myth. Let it go and realize that you are this thing itself. In religious science, we call it, you are the thing itself. You are this thing that we talk about all the time, this thing that we call God. Now, when we use that word God, you can think of the universe, you can think of cosmic power, you can think of anything. God will not be offended. You cannot offend God. You can call God Harry, Tom, Dick, or whatever you want to call God. God will never correct you on that, because God is above all of that. God is always going to be beyond thoughts and words. So when we try to describe something like this power, we try to bring it down here to our level, which is finite. And you cannot bring the infinite to the finite, but you can take the finite to the infinite. So the idea in religious science, or science of mind, or the teaching that I'm teaching, we're trying to stretch your consciousness. We're trying to move you up so that you have a life that you can control, a life that you want, without all the nits and fleas, so that you can be free of worry, you can be free of concern, and you can live a life. You are here on this plane of action to experience joy, to experience bliss, to experience wonderful health, to experience prosperity and abundance. And that abundance includes money, by the way. So that's what this teaching is all about. This evening, we have a guest in the room here. Anne Kemp is her name. She's a writer, an actress, and I don't know what else she does. She was a student of mine years ago. And she has taken her life and completely turned it around. When I knew Anne, no one wanted to... Oh. What a mess. No. So I went, Anne, tell them how wonderful your life is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I met Dallas, he was completely right. I was on the phone with somebody calling, and I'm like, I can't wait to tell you guys just about how he helped me to see things differently, to the point that my family noticed and friends of mine, and have since been, I've had my cousins try to get her on the phone a few times, nephews, sister, all types of people, in order to have a conversation with Dallas. But he showed me how to take any situation where I used to be the girl that would throw everything down on the floor and be completely dramatic, and I would see where life was over, and or where the obstacle was right there, the door had been closed and it was staying closed, and showed me just how to see that there is another way to look at things. And that saying that can frustrate some people, that everything has a reason, it's true. Even a year ago in December, I came to Dallas. I had been in a relationship that 5 days before Christmas, we broke up. I was in line taking back a present. I was a mess. My stepfather ended up in the hospital on Christmas Day and almost passed away. And we worked hard. I think that was, I came in every other day and would just sit there. And even if Dallas was just talking to me, it made sense. it's just that hearing something and just knowing that this is how you're looking at something at this moment, but it was my perception, and that everything that I had was a perception in my life, all of the good and the bad. And for me, it's made a world of difference, because where I always thought a couple years ago I was laid off, and as with everyone else, you know, the layoffs and what has happened with the numbers in the recession is terrible. But I got to go live in the Caribbean for almost a year and was in London and in Cape Town, South Africa. I started going back to college online while I was traveling. And if anyone had told me in 2010 I would be 38, ending the year with an agent for theater and commercial work, as well as a literary agent for a book that we're about to take and sell to a publisher in New York, I would have called them a liar. And a lot of that came because last January I really had to put my nose to the grindstone and look very hard at myself and look at everything that he has helped me to see was there. So it's very different. Very different. The girl that waited tables at Chin Chin and used to cry if you look at her cross-eyed. And I owe that to you. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you, and thanks for sharing that. So if Anne can do it, we all can do it. You see. And the word she used was her perception. You know, we all walk around with these perceptions. And as the Buddha would say, all perceptions are false. All perceptions are false. You have no idea what's true, what isn't true. So you have to give those perceptions up. And we hold perceptions against ourselves. I can't do it. I can't. I'm this. I'm that. All those. And they're just merely perceptions. And they're lovely little games that you like to play with yourself in this little mind of ours. And your ego, what's called ego food. And your ego loves to eat all that stuff up. And you start to believe that. So we always start, since we're going to start this January out and this new class out, it's called New Beginnings. And we have some new people here, a young man. How many people remember that you are not your mind? You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And you must learn to use it correctly. So this teaching is the idea that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you must choose a new way to go through life. That's all it is about, is choosing something new and different for yourself. Something that you actually want. Something that is positive, something that has prosperity and abundance connected to it. See, it's your choices. We've been taught that this thing called God takes care of everything. Well, this is true that God takes care of everything, but God will not change your mind. Only you can change your mind. So you can pray to God to have your mind changed and to do this. Forget it. It's not going to work. You have to do that. So you have to become your own savior. You have to become the most important person in your life. And you have to know what you want, not what anyone else wants. You figure out what you want, and you go after what you want, and the whole world will come to you. The whole world will come to you. The world doesn't come to you because you haven't made up your mind what you want. And if you're looking for this thing called God, look everywhere. God is everywhere. Did anyone see in the last few days these wonderful sunsets we were having? See, this is the miracle. This is what we're living here for. It's nice to have all these attachments, all this stuff. But you cannot become your attachments. You cannot become the stuff. The stuff means nothing. Anything on the outside of life means nothing. Only what's going on the inside of life that means anything. So you have to see what is going on. What is my thinking? What is going on inside of me. Now, we'll get back to that in a moment. Andy, will you pass this one around and out loud?
I am a manifested miracle.
That's it, I'll have to. I am a manifested miracle.
I am a manifested miracle.
I am a manifested miracle.
I'm a manifested miracle.
And I am a manifested miracle. Why is that so important to realize? You have to realize that you're an absolute miracle. You're an absolute living miracle. You did not create yourself. Something outside of you created that. But the thing that's outside of you is also with inside of you and all around you. And that's what you have to remember with this. This teaching is about unity, meaning one, not about separation of any type. Other organizations teach separation. Over the holiday, I was surfing all the networks and so forth. I kept running into all the religious programs and all the ministers telling you, you know, how bad you were and why Jesus came and all the sins are gone and this, that, and the other thing. And I felt like saying, how do you know that? That's not true. Not true at all. You are not sinful. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. You have never done anything to offend this thing called God. God cannot sit in judgment upon itself through you. You're doing that to yourself. So the whole idea, this called science of mind, you have to control your mind. You have to control your thinking. When I first met Anne, she was a puppet of her conditioning. And most of us are puppets of our conditioning. She lived in a dysfunctional family. Now that's a number one, a dysfunctional family. There are very few families that aren't dysfunctional. Hers was just really dysfunctional. So when you grow up with that and you see that, you start to believe that that's the way everyone acts. That's the way everyone is. And that is not true. That is not true. We watch television and what do we see? Dysfunction everywhere. And we think that's the way human beings behave. Human beings do not have to behave that way. When you look at yourself, know that you are this miracle. You see? Know that you have a magnificence inside of you. And that's what you want to draw out, is this magnificence. You want to know that you are a wonderful individual. The world is not going to teach you that. Neither are most of the organizations out there. Because if you discover how wonderful and how magnificent you are, you don't need them. You don't need them. See, this teaching is very, it teaches you how to think, not what to think. And it wants you to learn to think on yourself and then say, bye-bye, I'm going off on my own and do this, this, and the other thing. You're not here for 20 years. I mean, I love it. You can stay for 20 years. But you have to be out doing things. You have to be out putting this to use. Putting this teaching to use. And I have seen it work miracles. And I've seen people change and get better. You see, we are here, as I said before, for joy and happiness and bliss. Anne now has joy and happiness and bliss. Before, she cried all the time. She had no joy in her, no happiness in her, did you?
No. Drama.
And she kept going with that. You're saying you can change that. You can. It's just a perception. It's learning to change your mind and keep it changed on the way you want to be and what you want to be. Now, the other thing, and we're going to get into that maybe next week, is this whole idea of this law of attraction. So many people get into this teaching because of this thing called the law of attraction. Well, there is a law called the law of attraction. No one knows how to use it, by the way. No one knows how to use the law of attraction. They all tell you that they know how to use it. If you remember in 03, that movie came out with the talking heads, I called it. It was called The Secret. Now, they said all this stuff was going to, if you did this, this, and this, well, how many years ago is that now? 10? No, 3 and 7. 8. 8 years ago. How many people saw the movie? How many people saw the read the book and all? Well, did you change anything? Did anything happen? No, and it's not going to. I'm going to tell you how to make it happen, though. There's nothing wrong with that movie, The Secret. They just leave half of it out. But they don't know that. They do not know that they leave parts of that out. So how can you can't manifest anything by using their technique. The only thing you're going to manifest is frustration. But the law of attraction is very simple and very easy. And we're going to, I'll teach you that lickety-split, how to do that. There's nothing complicated about it. It's a very simple thing. But people just leave the main ingredient out, that's all. And they go into all these things. The idea is, see, everyone wants to make everything difficult. And it's not difficult. This thing that we call God's not difficult. No difficulty there. No complication. You don't have to understand anything except, here's a power in the universe that totally loves me. Totally loves me and wants nothing but the very best for me. And is operating in, as, and through me at this very moment, delivering to me what I want. Because I have a consciousness that is worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. You see, the energy in the room changed immediately. We have smiles on these people's faces. We have laughter and so forth. You know, it is said that the closest you can get to God is when you laugh. The closest. Plus, laughter is very good for the body. It opens up the whole system, laughter. So, do that. The thing with these new beginnings and so forth to remember is, you have to do it. I cannot do it for you. I can tell you all these lovely little things, but you have to do the work. So you have to stretch your consciousness. How many people remember the saying in the Bible, in my Father's house there are many mansions? Metaphysically, that means in the consciousness of God, there are many consciousnesses. We're all contained within this one thing called the mind of God, or the consciousness of God, or the universe. I don't care what you think, but you have to know that you're some part of that, that you're connected to that, that this thing called God would be incomplete without you, that God needs you, you see. And then start to think those things and start to use this thing called God. I have said this so many times, and I know I've offended so many people, because I say, please remember that God is not only mighty, God is useful. Start using God. And we're not taught to use God. You see? We're not taught to use God. So we have to learn how to use God. Look at your computer and all. Some people are very computer savvy and they can run that machine. Some people, I'm not very good at it. You see? But I'm good at running my mind, and I'm good at contacting what we call the super consciousness or the universe itself. So when you see a sunset, you see a sunrise, you see the moon, all those things, you have to know that you're connected to those. This is an interconnected universe. That's why we say there's only one, and we're all one. We're all the same, you see. Because we're interwoven. We're interwoven. And anything that I do affects everybody else because it's a ripple effect. You see. So, what do you want to change mostly in your consciousness? What is the main thing you want to change in your consciousness? You have to know that you're one with God. You have to know that. That God is operating in, as, and through you. It can be no other way. And once you know that, then you don't have to go down on your knees. You do not have to show gratitude. Now that's nice if you want to show gratitude. A lot of people do gratitude. Just be thankful that this is so. And then use that to bring into your life what you want. When you start to really love yourself, appreciate yourself, respect yourself, then things happen. Now, I hate to keep using Anne over here, but one of the main problems, I think, Anne, I'll ask you, you didn't respect yourself.
No, not at all.
You can't get very far unless you respect yourself. You have to start someplace, you see? So when you don't respect yourself, you abuse yourself, you abuse other people, you use alcohol and drugs and all that kind of stuff, you see. Well, what is that doing to this thing called God? It's destroying God. It's destroying you. So we change our mind about ourselves. We change our mind about ourselves. When people come to see me, I say to them, do you realize that you're the rarest of the rare? Do you realize that there has never been anyone like you? And there'll never be anyone like you again? You see, you're a miracle, a manifested miracle. You're one of a kind. You're the rarest of the rare. We are all the rarest of the rare. So we must take that to heart and know how wonderful, you know? If you had the most magnificent piece of pottery in front of you and you saw how magnificent it was and all the handiwork that was done in it, would you not treat it with respect? You're that same thing. See, the magnificence that's in you, you have to respect. The more you respect it, the more it will come out. The more it will come out. I think so many people are afraid to change their consciousness or to say that they're part of God because they think that life will be over. You know, they won't be able to go out and do this, 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 and this, or their sex life will be ruined and all that stuff. That's not true. The more you surrender to this thing called God, the more your life will open up in every facet. If you thought, oh, things could not get any better, try it. Things will get better. Always, because that's what God does. And that's what you must know, you see. That is what you must know. I gave you that. I'll give you the secret to the law of attraction. The secret is, most people do not realize that they are being taken care of by this thing called God. So they're asking for something that they already have. You must know that you already have that, that the universe wants to give it to you. Nothing is holding it back from you but your own thinking about yourself. So the affirmation that you use is, I am the full expression of God's love. I am the full expression of God's love. This thing we talk about all the time, love and God are the same thing, by the way. And we think that love is merely with a man and a woman or whatever, or human beings, let's put it that way. But love is all around you. And the idea in life is to learn to love everything. How many people are familiar with Eckhart Tolle? Yes, in The Power of Now. You have to love the moment. You have to love the moment that you're in. That's the only place that there is life itself. And that's at that point is where all power is. And we don't stay in the now. We like to go back to the past and into the future. So we leave the now. You cannot manifest in the past or in the future. You could only manifest in the now. So you have to love what is in front of you. You have to find a way to love what's in front of you. It's in front of you because it's giving you something. But we look at it and say, ugh, we don't want that, you see. One of the fables in the Bible, one of the myths in the Bible, is the idea of the garden of I was going to say good and evil, but that's somebody else, isn't it? The Garden of Eden. And we would be all right if we hadn't eaten from the tree of knowledge. As soon as we got knowledge, what did we do? We started to judge things. See, it's not necessary to judge things. Here again, we're puppets of our conditioning, and we think it means a great deal to judge something. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like this. You see, who cares if you like it or you don't like it? It's there in front of you. You see, so we start to have a judging mind. That's all that tree did. It gave us a judging mind instead of looking and saying everything is magnificent. Everything is a miracle. We say, oh, well, that can't be a miracle. I don't like it. But it's still God. Everything is God. You see? And when you know that everything is God and that you are God and you're operating in all that, then things will come into your life. But you have to give up what's already in your consciousness. You see? If you have all kinds of hurts and hates and grudges and so forth still going on inside of you, get rid of them. They're not serving you, and they're certainly not serving the other person. If you think, oh, I'll hold a grudge and that'll get that person, it's never going to get that person. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. You see. The mind does not think outside of itself, people. This is a very hard and difficult thing for people to get through their little heads. We think when we do an affirmation, we think when we do a treatment, which is prayer, that it goes someplace and does something. It does go someplace and do something, but it never leaves you. It never leaves you. It's not going to heaven as a request, you know. The universe is not a restaurant where you go in and order things and they give you what you want. Now, you'll hear people say that that's what it is, but it's not that. It is not that at all. If it were, more people would manifest things all the time. You see. But this law of attraction is not hit and miss. But the way it's taught, it's hit and miss. So one day you can get something, the next day you can't get something. You have to be consistent with it. It has to give it to you all the time. It has to give it to you all the time. And it's done with your remembering who you are, that you're one with this thing called God, that you're totally being taken care of, and that you are the full expression of God's love. I said this many times, you are the beloved in whom it is well pleased. So in the new year, instead of thinking of yourself as sad or bad or lacking something, start knowing that you have everything. Start loving yourself more and more and more. And don't wait till, oh, well, when I find out this, or when I exercise more, or when I eat less, or whatever the problem is that you think is causing you, that you have to change before. You can't wait. Why can't you wait? There's only this moment. There's only this moment. You have to do it now or never. So just give up all that stuff. That's only this weeny, weeny, weeny little part of your brain called the ego. You see, the ego thinks that it is the big I am. And the ego is not the big I am. You see? And you have to put it in its place, and you have to say, yes, that's all going on, but it's absolutely less than 1% of who I am. And I'm acting as though it were 100% of who I am. So when you're able to see what the ego mind is doing to you, you can start to change it. Anytime that you become aware, you have stretched your consciousness. You have stepped out of old habits. You have stepped out of old issues. But you must become aware of that. And you must become mindful of what you are doing. Mindful. Does everyone realize at the present moment they're sitting in these chairs? Or have you forgotten you're sitting in a chair? Mindfulness. You must know where you are at all times. You must know where you are at all times. You can't go floating away. We're always trying to bring the mind back to the body. We function as a mind and body together. When we use all that, and I explained this to you before, we dissect this thing and we cut it up into all kinds of little parts and we say, oh yes, I have a mind and I have a subconscious mind and I have a conscious mind and I have a body and I have a soul and I have a spirit and I have this, that, and the other thing. It's one big conglomeration. It's all together, people. There's not little areas here and there, you know. Oh, where does your soul live? Oh, down here in my solar plexus. I don't think so. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, this thing. And it's certainly the energy that you put out and that you receive is all around you. You know, we have an etheric body, and you have to start remembering that. And then you can draw from that also. You can draw your energy from that etheric body. But you have to know that it exists, and we're not taught that that exists. We're taught that what you see is all you get, you see. You cannot judge by appearances. How many times have we heard that in our lives? You cannot judge by appearances. And we constantly do that, and we judge ourselves constantly. Don't judge yourself. You should know why it's an impossibility to judge yourself. Why is it an impossibility to judge yourself? You're the rarest of the rare. There's no one to compare to. There's no one to judge you. There's nothing outside of that. Because I don't look like Andy, I can't get upset about that. Because I'm the rarest of the rare and he's the rarest of the rare. But we look at other people and we say, oh, I wish I looked like them. You know, don't do that to yourself. Bring out that whatever your situation you're in, you have to love yourself and you have to love the body that you're in at the present moment. You can always change it if you don't like it. But you have to love it. Even when you're trying to change it. If you don't love it, it will stay with you. If you learn to love it, it will go away. I watch this all the time. It goes, it changes. But it's with you, it's this loving thing. So in the new year, this new beginning, get rid of all that stuff. How many years have you been thinking the same thought? How many years have you been doing the same thing? Is it getting you anywhere? Do you want the rest of your life to be like that?
You said if you don't love it, it won't go away.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. It'll just keep staying there till you learn to love it. And it'll get worse and worse till you learn to love it. You see, love always brings up anything unlike itself. Yes, Sandra Ray. Yes, I knew Sandra. Yes. Always brings up anything unlike itself. And we say what? Love casts out. Love casts out fear. So, cast all that stuff out. Cast all that stuff out. Now, when I'm telling you that you're totally loved, you're totally being taken care of, that means you do not have to constantly figure things out. If I had to constantly figure things out, I wouldn't show up, you know. It just wouldn't work for me. But we're taught that we have to do all the work and so forth. You don't have to do all the work. You see? You say, I don't know how to do this, but I know that there's a power out there that knows how to do it, and I'm willing to hand it over to that power. And let go and let God or surrender all those ticky-tacky phrases you've heard all your life that you think, oh, God, if I hear that one more time, I'll throw up. They work, by the way. They work, by the way. So, learn to work this thing. Learn to work it. It's a wonderful philosophy. It's a wonderful technique to use. It's completely God-oriented, but it doesn't worship God like other churches and so forth. Because God doesn't need worship. You need worship. You need to convince yourself of that. See? If you can't love yourself, you cannot love God. You cannot love God if you don't love yourself. See? So start always with you. This teaching is an inside job. It will always be an inside job, and people constantly want to look on the outside for something. There is nothing out there. There is nothing on the outside of life. It's wonderful, but there's nothing out there. Once something is manifested, it's done. It's just done. You know, that table is done. What are you going to do with that table? Cut its legs off, maybe. It's done. But you're not done because you're constantly creating things. So why don't you create something inside of you, you see, that will build and build and build and build? You see? Jay sent out that wonderful thing on the internet today. And we often use the idea of seeds and so forth inside. So look at yourself and see a seed in here and know that this year that seed is going to blossom. It's going to blossom into something wonderful instead of staying in seed form all the time. And that's what most of us do. We know, and it's nice to say, oh yes, I know that I'm a God in the making. But if you don't do something about that, just saying it, it's just a bunch of hot air. You have to know that absolutely there's God inside of you, and you're going to allow that God to grow. And it will grow and fill you up. And that's what we're afraid of, you see, this idea of surrender. Well, then who am I? Who will I be then? You'll be something better than you ever thought. Better than you ever thought. Life is made to be filled with joy, to be filled with bliss, and to be filled with all the wonderful things. How we ever got off the track is absolutely beyond me. We were sold a bill of goods, and we're still being sold a bill of goods. The things that I saw over the holiday, I thought were absolutely revolting. Absolutely revolting, things that came out of these ministers' mouths. They want to tell you always how bad you are and how bad everything is. This is a wonderful life. You know, you have to know that. You have to know that you were not abandoned. You were not created and thrown down here. This God that we talk about is benevolent. It's benevolent. And we have to know that about it. It actually likes us. I feel like Sally Fields, right? Oh, you like me. You like me. You know, you have to know, oh, God, my God, you like me. Well, it's amazing to say that, isn't it? Oh, my goodness, God likes me. Oh, I never thought of that one before. You have to know that God likes you. And then you do something about that. You don't have to change your life overnight. It can change your life overnight. But work on it. Why do you want to work on it? Why do you want to stretch your consciousness and change it? Because there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. If Anne would have stayed in the situation that she was in, I doubt she would be here today because she would have killed herself. Don't you think? Because there was no happiness, there was no joy, there was no life going on in there. But you're responsible for that. There's always life inside of you. You have to find that life, and you find that life by forgiving yourself and by starting to see yourself as the wonderful individuals that you are. And you don't sit around waiting for somebody to tell you, oh, I think you're wonderful. You may sit a long time. You may sit a long time. I have a client that comes to me and cries because she doesn't think she's appreciated in her job. I said, the job's not there to appreciate you. You're there to appreciate the job. You don't sit around waiting for appreciation. What's that going to do for you? You're seeing? You don't sit around and wait for people to love you. Well, I'll be all right when somebody loves me. I'll just be lame. You have to learn to love yourself. You have to, don't give that burden to anybody else. Oh, I want somebody to love me. That's a burden, for God's sake. Love yourself. You can give it to yourself. You're waiting to, for something that you already have. You're waiting for somebody to give it to you. Why would you sit around and wait? Oh, I'm not a waiter. I can't. I'm impatient. I can give myself love. You see? It's what you're looking for. You just think it has to come from somebody else. It doesn't. Love is love. Love is love. So learn to love yourself. Learn to see yourself differently. Now let's talk a moment about right raising our consciousness inside of you. Let's close our eyes a moment. Try to go like to your solar plexus. I don't know why we do that, but that's a good place to start. And as you're there in that solar plexus, can't you feel or see or sense that there's more to life than you have right now? There's something more. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you're seeking. Is this more? I want more. So as you see or sense that inside of you, see a veil in front of you. And you're going to penetrate that veil, because right on the other side of that veil is that life that you're yearning for. And I deliberately use the word yearning, because you wouldn't be here if you weren't yearning for something, if you weren't looking for something else. And I'm here to tell you that it is present within you right here and right now, that you need nothing added to you. All you need to do is pull back the veil. Thin, 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 thin veil. And that thin veil, that membrane, is keeping you hostage in your present consciousness. When you know that there's something more. So go through the veil, get rid of the veil, and go over to the other side, so to speak. And start to see yourself the way you want to be. Start to see life the way you want to be. Or the way you want it to be. Because if you stay in the consciousness you have right now, that is all you're ever going to get, is what you have. You must stretch your consciousness. You must realize that you can go through that veil. You can change your perceptions. You can change your beliefs, your viewpoints, your opinions, so that they match what you want to be, instead of allowing yourself to be a puppet of your conditioning. Do it now. No waiting. 2011. It's time. And come back when you're ready. That's as easy and simple as anything can get, people. this thing we call mind and so forth, yes, it may be complicated and it's able to do a lot of things, but it's very simple. It's very easy to do something. We do that with what? That wonderful tool that we have called the imagination. And you must use your imagination. And this is a wonderful year to use your imagination. Many of you may have remembered a young lady that used to come to our classes called Riva. She lived in Pasadena. She sends out things, and I printed this off because I thought these were very good. Imagination gives one the ability to project themselves through time and space and rise above all limitation. Time and space and rise above all limitation. That was Charles Fillmore said that. Charles Fillmore is the co-founder of Unity. And you're, most of you, I think, are familiar with Unity or Unity Magazine. If you're not, we'll make you familiar with it. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Albert Einstein. Remember Albert Einstein's other quote? Imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Use your imagination, people. See yourself where you want to be. Now, we use that. Let me do this other one, and then I'll come back and explain something. And then the imagination, the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful. That's from the dictionary. So we're using this idea of imagination. We're doing this idea of visualization. Wonderful, wonderful, positive power tools. With that, you must then put an action step always. You must put some action step. You see, you just can't sit here and think, oh, this is going to, you know, I'm going to imagine all this and then do nothing about it. You see, because this thing called the universe, this thing called God, will always meet you halfway, but you must start the process. And when you move forward on anything, God will move with you and come to you and to your aid, you see. These are the things that you want to do. So if you're not in this year or last year, you didn't manifest everything you want, sit down and try it again. But this time, know that it really is a law, an immutable law in the universe called the law of attraction. And you can say that it's vibrational, you can do anything. But use your imagination and think, what do you think it means to you? What do you think it means to you, the law of attraction? Oh, I'm going to get back what I put out. You know, what goes round comes round. You see. But you have to keep thinking, thinking. What's here? What do I want? What do I want to bring into my life? And then bring all those things into your life, and that's called stuff. Well, they're really called thought forms. And have fun with those thought forms. But remember, those thought forms have no power. Only you have the power. And you see people get sucked in and get attached to their thought forms. Thought forms are ideas in your head, by the way, all of a sudden. Thought forms do not have to manifest to be thought forms. When they manifest, they become the table. That's a thought form. Somebody thought that table up, and there's the form. But it's also in the invisible side of life also. So we're always going to be talking about the visible and the invisible. You see. And I think your teaching talks about the invisible a lot, doesn't it? The visible and the invisible. Aren't you with the ties? Tie? Yeah, because there's always going to be the visible and the invisible. And that's what you have to know, too. And if you think that that's funny or spooky or whatever, I never had a problem with that. I always wanted to see what was behind everything. I mean, invisible. You know, something's invisible that you cannot see, but you know that it's there. And you can take what's in the realm of the invisible and bring it in to the visible. It's the only way any of this stuff ever got here. So you have to know that there's an invisible thing. now, so that we're on the right track here. The whole idea, you know, and I say this, positive thoughts, wonderful. Nothing wrong with positive thoughts. But they're always a byproduct, and they're a byproduct of liking yourself. They're a byproduct of this teaching. People say, Dallas, you teach positive thinking. I never teach positive thinking. People start to think positively when they're around me. But I do not teach positive thinking. You start to think positive because something is going on inside of you, and you realize when you're thinking positive thoughts, you feel better. Anytime you have positive thoughts going on through your mind, you feel better. It lifts you up because it has a different vibrational component to it than negative thoughts, which pull you down. So when you're trying to manifest stuff and use this law of attraction, you think, oh, I must think positive all the time. No, you don't have to think positive all the time. But you have to know that it's a conglomeration. It's a composite of all your thoughts. You see? And that's why people want money. But they don't give up the thought of lack and limitation. And you ask them, oh, look at the world, it's so poor, no one has any money, this going on, that. Well, you just blew that out of the water. You just blew it out of the water. You see? Don't judge by appearances. And remember, money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. It will come to you. See? So you have to use that. So it's a composite. So you sit down and you make yourself think what you want to think, and you tell yourself what a wonderful person you are, and you start to love yourself, and you start to see all the good qualities in yourself, all the things that you can do, and then life changes for you. It has to change for you. I can tell you that. Anne is not the only person over the years. I just received an email from Facebook from a young man called Larry. Well, he was young then. That's 40 years ago. I guess he's not young. Larry White, from when I was a minister in Knoxville, Tennessee, saying, I'm still using your teaching, Dallas, and you have taught me so much after all these years. So I hear this all the time. So, did I have failures? I don't consider them failures. A lot of people can't keep up with this teaching. They drop out. But if you keep up with this teaching, you'll find that your life will change immensely. You'll start to like yourself. And you'll start to like life itself. This is a wonderful, wonderful gift you've been given, this thing called life. You're a wonderful manifested miracle. So remember those things about yourself. Remember all those things about yourself. Okay, I have a few cards. You must be here with your body and mind united. This is very important. How do you bring your mind to your body? Breathe. Breathe in, I have arrived. Breathe out, I have arrived. You have to keep the mind and body together. Otherwise, that mind is going to float off someplace, and you'll get lost in thought. How many people have you known that expression, lost in thought? But that's exactly where you are. You're lost in thought, and there's nothing going to manifest. There's nothing going to happen there because you're lost in thought. Our appointment with life takes place in the present moment. See, can you think of that? I have an appointment with life. I have an appointment with life. Do you also know that you have an appointment with God? That appointment with God is constant. If you're going to a doctor, that's an appointment with God. If you're going to the movies, that's an appointment with God. You have to know that you have an appointment always with God. You know, over the holidays, I had relatives come to visit me. Fortunately, they only stayed 4 days. I love them, but 4 days is enough. I went through all kinds of mental work to prepare myself for them. So what did I find me saying? God's coming to visit me, I better dust. And then I was able to get through it. Yes, God's coming, I might as well dust those. That's you see, when somebody can't be anything but God coming to see you, you have an appointment with God. Oh, I love this one. Our ancestors are still alive in us, and we can call upon them anytime we like. That's by not only biologically, that's spiritually, that your relatives, the American Indians knew that. A lot of aboriginal cultures knew that whole thing. Why do you think the Japanese have shrines in their home to the ancestors and all? They knew that. There's why they're always honoring their ancestors, because those ancestors are still alive. Aha, but what happened? Well, they happen to be in the invisible world at the present moment. But they're still there, and you can help them. They can help you. How do you think you could help with that? Could they help you? I'm not feeling well. Could you fix this for me? I don't have money at the present moment. Can you find some money for me? Use these things that go around. Yes, Sue?
Daddy better buy me a car.
Yeah, well, there it goes. When you start to love yourself, that will appear, my dear.
Oh.
You know. Depending on how hungry you are is when a loaf of bread will appear. I think to myself that this day is a day to live fully. And I make the vow to live each moment of it in a way that is beautiful, solid, and free. My father and I had a very strained relationship. I often think of my father always in kindness. I think he didn't know, I didn't know, we were dumb. But he always said, Dallas, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be happy in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be happy in it. Metaphysically, we say, this is the day that the law has made. I shall rejoice and be happy in it. The law of your mind. The law of your mind. This is the day that the law of your mind is making. You have a choice to be happy in it or to be sad in it, or whatever else you want to do. Life itself is neutral, people. You add all the color to it. You have to add to it. So wouldn't it be better? You want to walk around feeling bad and say, oh, what a horrible day, and this and the other thing. I did not like the rain, but I knew that it was absolutely necessary, and I enjoyed it the whole time. I love the sound of it. You see, I didn't go around and say, oh, wait, it's raining. You have to learn to love what is in front of you. Whatever is in front of you, you have to learn to love it. Oh. Put that down. I like this one. All you have to do is learn to transform your garbage into flowers. That means all the mental garbage that's going on inside of your mind. If you think you have a lot of mental garbage going on inside of yourself at the present moment, clap your hands and say, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a wonderful harvest. I'm going to have a wonderful garden, because don't we throw a lot of manure on gardens and so forth, and compost pots and all kinds of rotting things? And doesn't all that rot and all that crap and garbage turn into beautiful flower beds? That's what's going on inside of you now. But you keep dwelling on the crap. You see, the whole idea, what we do is we transform things. See, people say, oh, I have to create something. You transformed things. So you transform the garbage that's going on inside of you into flowers. Now, how do you do that? By using your imagination, the greatest gift that this thing called God has given you. And you get rid of all that. You say, I'm glad I have all this garbage because I see my flower bed blooming. Blooming. And you'll make it bloom. So, 2011 is the time to realize that you are a manifested miracle. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.